My mornings are chaos. I need coffee that works as hard as I do. That's why I drink Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's rich, delicious coffee boosted with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Everything I need for focus and balance, ready in 30 seconds. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
So the other day, I went to this event, right? It was a pretty big event. It was for brown people in New York City. I mean, obviously more than just brown people came, but it was specifically for brown people because there were brown artists there. And originally, I thought there would only be like, you know, max like 100 people, 70 people. I didn't think it would be too big. But once I got there, it was at Terminal 5. It was huge. I mean, I've been to this place before for other concerts, but I didn't realize that it would fit so many people. And it was really nice because, first of all, you know, we saw so many South Asian artists there. Not we as in me and Mashun, but me and my brother, even though a lot of people were mistaking my brother as someone else. And I was like, please hold your role because that's disgusting. Second of all, it was really nice to have that South Asian representation. But also on top of that, it was a night where so many people came up to me, people that support the podcast, people that follow me on Instagram, TikTok, watch my YouTube videos, watch my, you know, like my art content. And I think when I'm feeling kind of down on myself because it feels like I'm not really doing enough, it's just really nice. And I'm just so grateful that, you know, people actually feel something when they see my stuff. And I'm always just so grateful when things like that happen, especially things like to this extreme, because it like feels like I'm helping people, and also people's energies and people telling me their stories are also helping me, you know, see the different human experiences in the world.
What's your favorite thing that somebody told you?
I mean, a lot of people were just asking me about my Paris and London trip, which I loved. I feel like I was just a broken record just saying, yeah, like I recommend it to everyone. But I feel like honestly, like that was my goal, to go on this trip and to also inspire other people to do the same thing. I mean, that's my goal with like everything that I do. I mean, someone said that they really loved your book, and I was like, yeah,
me?
That's true. Yeah, you.
My book? I do have a book. It's called Hespan by Masha Munir. Find it on Amazon. Yeah. Hespan by Masha Munir. I came into my office today, and my coworker was like, hey, I got a question. I was like, yeah? He's like, I'm thinking about getting your book for my mom for Christmas. If I bring it in, can you sign it? And I'm like, first of all, why would you do that? Second of all,
you didn't tell me that. That's so cute.
Yeah.
That's so cute. All right. Anyway, welcome back to our podcast called Difficult Dish. We're a podcast about different South Asian narratives. I am Mashnoon.
Wow. I am Mashnoon. Thank you.
I am Mahua. And today, what are we talking about?
Listen, I'm going to be really honest. Like, I don't really know. Okay. Like, I know, but I don't really know how to describe it, so I'm gonna pretend you didn't ask me that, and I'm gonna ask you. So what are we talking about today?
All right, well, today we asked you guys on our Instagram at Difficult Dish to send in some of your confessions or funny stories or things that you have never told your parents, and to just confess in our DMs or in our messages. And we will read them out loud. We actually have not read them, so these will be a surprise to us.
Yeah, we're going to expose
and
you.
React to it, and obviously respond to it if we've done something similar.
Yeah.
But we're really excited to, you know, kick it up a notch with a little funniness, you know?
Yeah, I haven't looked at any of these. Mahu's going to read them. I don't think she's read any of them.
No, I haven't.
So this is raw, authentic, what's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah.
Reactions. Reactions,
expressions.
Listen, I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna be honest for a second.
He's just been honest.
I'm tired. All right. It's the middle of the day. It's 4 p.m. on a Tuesday. I'm at my office. I drink a lot of coffee today, and I'm crashing. I'm crashing.
And he's still tired. He's still tired.
I'm really tired. I am going to do my best. And that's like all we can really ask for.
That's all we can hope for, you know?
Nowadays, right? We can just ask them like, oh, like do your best, right? So that's what I'm here doing.
We don't strive for perfection here.
There's no such thing as perfection.
Right. All right. Are you ready to dive in with the first one?
Yeah.
So someone wrote, told my parents I was at a club meeting and I got high for the first time with my college friends.
Yeah.
Yo, how many of us use that excuse? Hey, yo, yeah, mom, I'm at the library.
Listen, we're
in a whole other state.
You know what? Since this was brought up. See, this is the point of this topic for just memories to come up, right?
Right.
I'm going to expose myself for a little bit.
Oh, no.
Mom, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm a grown man now. You know, it's just funny. Haha, funny times. Anyways.
Right.
In my neighborhood, I still live right behind a Barnes & Noble. Barnes & Noble, for you non-Americans, it's a bookstore. We used to go there every single day to read books. That's a lie. I wasn't reading books. I was, you know. It's like, Mom, I'll go to the library. Mom, I'll go to the library.
So where were you?
Where wasn't I? Is the question.
You were in New York.
When I tell you, like, I went.
But, like, how long can a man be reading books at Barnes & Noble?
No, this is what I'm saying. Like, my mom really thought I was, like, such a studious kid being at the library for, like, 10 hours.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I would go get sushi with my friends. I'd go pick up my friends from school. I'd go drive to the beach. I'd go drive to God knows where. Anywhere. Wherever the wind takes me.
My goodness.
I was a free bird.
And the thing is, like, your mom probably would have just said yes, too.
No, she would have said yes. No, she wouldn't have.
Oh.
No.
Damn.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I remember once I told my mom that I was at the library. I mean, I would every single day. And, you know, I was just so rebellious and, like, I didn't listen to anything back then. So, like, she didn't trust me, obviously, with good reason.
Yeah,
and I remember once I said that to her, she actually pulled up to the library.
Mm.
And she went through the whole library. Mahua. Yeah, and I wasn't there, obviously.
Mm. Where were you?
So, I don't even know. At this point, I don't even know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I got a few calls from her, and right when I got the first call, I was like, oh, shit. Right. Like, you know when you know. Like, it's just like, you get the feeling. And I was the first call,
you know,
the gut feeling comes, your heart sinks to your stomach.
Yeah, you freeze.
And then the second call comes, and you're like, oh, shit.
Not the second
one. I'm really in trouble.
No, second one, second one, just sign your life.
The second one, you want to die. You're on the way home. You're about to die.
You're dead. You're already dead.
You're dead.
It's like you're listening to that phone call like from heaven.
Yeah. No, literally. And then the third call comes.
Oh, not.
And the third call is.
This is like fairy tale. Like, this isn't like.
This is me like dead.
Like,
the third call comes.
Like, you're looking down.
It's accompanied with a voicemail.
What was the voicemail? I need to know.
I've never heard my mom sound like this. Honestly, like, I don't even like talking about it because it's just trauma. Mm. Because, like, I played it out loud because I think I was with my best friends. And they, you know, when, like, your mom acts so sweet and innocent with your friends.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, in the corner, she's,
mom
like,
is
hitting
so,
you.
Your mom is so nice. I love
yeah,
your mom.
Yeah,
mom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I know they saw her true colors that day. After that voicemail, they have never...
Yeah. Yeah, they
done
never
anything
went
wrong in front of her.
They've
never
stopped being.
That was the last time we were friends. But no, I get it. I don't know why this is like a shared experience, but yeah, I guess, you know, doing the illegal stuff, saying that you're at the club at school is just common, I guess.
But hey, man, like, you know, lying to your parents is a very, very sticky subject. That there's not a right or wrong answer to it. Obviously, you should never lie. Not saying that we don't understand it. We understand it very well. But I think at the end of the day, it's like, if you're not doing anything wrong, I'm not telling...
He's telling you to lie.
I don't know what I'm telling you right now. I don't know what I'm talking right now. But I'm telling you, just like, don't be stupid. Like, don't be stupid.
Right.
You know? Just don't be me. Like, don't be who I was. Don't drive to the beach when you say it at the library.
Right.
You don't have to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So someone confessed saying, supposed to be in Yorkshire to see medical schools, but flew with uni friends to Edinburgh instead.
Edinburgh.
You ever go somewhere that you weren't supposed to go when you told your friend, you told your parents that you were actually at a school event?
God, where haven't I gone? I've gone, I swear, I've told my mom I'm at school.
He's gone to freaking heaven and back.
I went to freaking North Africa. I was told my mom was at school.
Once I told my mom that I was at my friend's house, and I was actually in Connecticut.
What?
Like, I was like two states over.
Once I told my mom that I was, like, just in my neighborhood, I was at the beach. It was
2 a.m. I mean, that's not as crazy.
Once I went to Puerto Rico and I told my mom I was 18 and I told my mom the day of that I was in Puerto Rico.
You gotta tell them something and basically run away.
Yeah. You have to run and tell them why you're running.
Yeah. Tell them why. Like, you have to be a fugitive. But that is so relatable. Like, I feel like it's a brown experience to just tell them something opposite of what you're doing, and that's the only way you can get away with it, unfortunately, until you get older. And then you can finally and hopefully tell them the truth about things.
Some will still be lying. Some of y'all be 36, 37. Yeah,
some of y'all be married with kids and still be lying about where you are.
That's really crazy, isn't it? So, like, I, like, never used to tell my mom that I was sneaking out. She would, like, always kind of, like, at night, she would let me go outside anyway. But this one night, she was upset with me. I knew she was upset with me. And you know when your mom's upset, like, you just can't tell them anything. Like, even if it's something that, like, you tell them normally. This was, like, the type of upset that, like, I knew that if I asked her, she would just not only say no, but she would yell at me for, like, even asking.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters' 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
So this
we're
one
even
time,
looking her way.
So this one time, the first and very last time I ever snuck out without telling my mom, I snuck out. Me and my friends were gonna go out. My friends live in the neighborhood. We were all in the neighborhood and we were about to leave. I snuck out. Right when I got in the car to like go to where we're going, guess who calls me? Mama Dukes. This is the first time I've ever snuck out. My mom has never, and like, I usually lock my door when I go to sleep, and my mom sees that it's locked, and she's like, oh, he's sleeping. This one night, first time she's ever done this, she was knocking and like trying to tell me something. Like, and it was coincidentally the one night I was just not there. So crazy how that works, you know? Thank God I was still in the neighborhood, and I picked up the phone. I was like, hey, mom. I was so scared. I thought she was going to absolutely blow up on me. I picked up and I was like, hey, mom. She's like, oh, where are you? Just so nicely. I was scared. You know when, like, your mom is, like, extra nice, but
too
you
nice.
Know it's in, like, right?
Yeah.
Long story short, I told her. I was like, oh, I'm still in the neighborhood. She's like, oh, your door's locked. Did you accidentally lock it? I was like, yeah, I might have accidentally locked it. And I came home. I opened the door. I asked if I can go outside. And she said, yeah.
So you could have just done that.
Exactly. So that was a lesson for me. Like, why just be a good boy, you know?
Be a good boy. Yeah, well, I don't know about that.
Now I'm a good boy and
I do good. All right. So the next response is, or the next confession, they said, went to a formal in the city, but my parents were super strict. So I told them I was at the Met, except they realized the Met was closed that day and they drove to pick me up and I had to leave early. And I ended up meeting them at J-Hood at midnight. Also, once I wasn't supposed to be driving my car because I was a new driver. There's like a lot of auto body shops near where I live. So a lot of them double park and it's hard to pass through. I hit one of the cars while reversing and my mirror bent backwards, scratched my car too, and my dad thinks he did it.
That's not good.
All right, well, there's two layers to this story.
That's not a good ending.
There's two layers to this story.
Hmm.
First, you hitting your car and your dad, you know, blaming himself. Yeah, so that's called gaslighting. Yeah, I know about hitting cars. So yeah, I also have a story like that where, you know, I hit my car multiple times.
Yeah, how many? 10?
No, it's actually 12. Too far to count now. I remember on the last day of senior high in high school, I, you know, got into a car crash. That was the first and last time my parents gave me the car for school. I mean, it was the last day of school anyway. God. But, you know, I got into a car crash, blamed it on something else. To this day, they still don't know that it was actually my fault.
Now they know.
Yeah, now they know. But it's also like, I get that. There's fear when you do something wrong. Because I remember when my parents went somewhere upstate for like a party, they left the car with me and my brother. My brother took the car, totaled the car. And oh, so you can hear my mom's pleasure when she gets a call from 6 hours away. Yeah, your son totaled the car. You're going to have to come back home.
Oh, God, bro.
And, you know, the first instinct is obviously like, are you okay? But it's also kind of mad, you know? And I think all of us fear that madness.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of get scared of like telling them the truth, but like we'd rather avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
So I get the fear, and also I also understand the lying about where you are, especially when your parents are strict. Like there have been so many times where I told them that I was, you know, again at the library or studying late at school, and I was not. And then, you know, my parents would be like, "Oh, I'll pick you up," or they'll show up unannounced.
This one time after school, I told my mom I was going to the library, but I went to go get sushi with my homeboy, Harakin. Went and got some sushi, ate good, mad cheap. We were in the hood. I was driving back home, and the car ran out of gas.
of course.
I'm 16. I literally have no money. Like, when I tell you I have no money, I don't have a penny. I didn't even have, like, a debit card at the time. I purchased sushi with all my cash. So I'm literally driving with absolutely nothing. I have my school ID. I have my school ID.
What's your school ID gonna
That's do? All I have to offer. I have my high school ID. My car runs out of gas on the side of the street, and it was right in front of a Walgreens, and it was also raining. And my mom also needed the car because she needs to go to work. So I ran into Walgreens and I started asking anybody. I was like, "Hey, does anybody coincidentally have a pint of gas in their trunk for me to borrow?"
Like, a pint of gas?
A gallon. I don't know anything, bro. Like, I just needed like a little. I was so close to home too, and I called, like,
you realize you have to be like you have to be out of gas to be like completely stuck.
Yeah, I was because done.
You at least have backup gas.
It was gone. Car stopped everything. Car stopped.
Like, did car you was drink not it? Like, where did it go? Oh my God.
And right before I lost all hope, I'll never forget this. I don't know if I've even told you this. I'll never forget this. This old couple was driving past and they stopped and they pulled over and they were like, "Oh, are you okay?" And I was like, "Yo, I literally ran out of gas." And I was like, "Can you please get me gas?" And they were like, "Oh, do you have any money?" And I was like, "I don't." And they're like, "Okay, we'll be right back." And they drove to the gas station. They bought a gallon of gas and they came back to my car and then filled my gas tank. And I went back home.
That is so
nice. I never forgot that. So much so that, like, you know, the same, I was driving with my friend Ghalib and the same shit happened maybe like a year later. The same shit. And Ghalib was like laughing at this guy that was stuck on the side street. I was like, yo, let's go help him. And Ghalib was like, are you serious? And I was like, yes. Like, let's go help him. And we did. You know? So I'll never forget that shit. I don't know where. Hearing that.
I love how these stories are just pouring out.
Yeah, for real.
All right. So someone else said, literally made up a work trip so that I could travel solo.
That's not bad.
It's not bad.
That's not that relatable. Bad. You are working, right? Like you're working.
You're
right?
Working on your happiness,
like, you're right? Working like you're on your independence. Yeah, like you're putting in work. They didn't ask for the specifics, you know.
So, right.
Listen. That
the
was
worst
good.
Is though. The worst part is though, when you go on a trip with like by yourself or with you and your boyfriend, but your parents don't know that, so you have to make up friends.
Yeah, my friend Adam. Yeah, he's from geography.
You have to make up friends that your parents would approve of, but like,
yeah,
they don't know too closely because then they might call the friends. So then yeah, you have it's to like make an up friends.
Like you make up like an imaginary friend. Yeah,
make up a whole like imaginary plan. Yeah, send them Photoshop MIT. Pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So someone else said. Snuck boyfriend in. Family came back early, so oh, I God. Threw him into the closet and oh, hid God. Him behind bags.
Oh, God. We didn't yeah. need to know all that.
Sometimes it just happens, you know? Mm. And it's like, you can't control that.
You know? That's an uncontrollable situation.
Yeah.
You had no control about him coming over.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
You had it nothing happens. To do with it.
Right.
Right.
At
it's
least
like,
you get it.
It's like, who do you blame in that situation, you know? Because, like, you can't blame yourself. Do you, like, just blame, like, the weather?
You start yelling at the boyfriend. How dare you not get out quick enough? You start yelling at the family. How dare you come back home?
Right, right, right.
Right. Except yeah. yourself. Don't blame yourself.
No, never.
But honestly, like, sometimes, you know, we sneak around. Sometimes we think we can get away with things. And then we get mad when, you know, things don't. Go our way even though we shouldn't have done it in the first place, you know. So someone wrote, my long distance boyfriend visited for 4 days, and for those 4 days I lied to my parents telling them I have work when I'm in reality I was going to meet him at his hotel. We'd get breakfast and then I'd show him around the city and made him meet my sister and friends, all while my parents thought I was at an 8-hour shift for 4 days straight. He came back again for a day in June and I managed to stay out for 12 hours with him. Till this day, my parents have no clue, and I'm finger-crossing they let me go to New York City to see him. But they won't know I'm going to New York City to see him, obviously.
Well, they do now. What's her at? We're about to expose her.
We sending this to your parents. That's like dedication. Honestly, you know you're still on good terms with your parents when they believe all that, and they still trust you.
I think at that point, like, you have to start, like, sprinkling in some honesty. You know, it's like, if you have right. parents that are, like, that nice, like, come on. What are you doing, buddy?
Yeah. Throw in some honesty. Maybe they'll accept it. Yeah. And also, if you're going to go through all that, you might as well just tell them the truth at one point or another, you know?
Honestly, you know, I'm gonna be the old man and say that life got better when I stopped lying to my mom.
Fact.
My relationship with her got better when I stopped lying to my mom. I don't do it no more. It's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I may sprinkle in a little bit of, like, extraness or, you know, leave something out. But that's normal. That's human.
Yeah.
I don't lie to my mom. I love my mom.
Yeah. But I think that comes with a lot of, like, patience and growing up.
I got one. It's not really a confession, just, like, a funny remark. It's funny right. how lying becomes so natural. You let your imagination flow with every story. Can you imagine like everybody, we all had like that peak, that pinnacle point in our life where like we were just so good at lying. Like we could literally make up a whole goddamn, I could have wrote
background
Harry
characters,
Potter.
Events,
I literally
everything.
Could have wrote freaking Star
a whole
Wars
synopsis.
With my imagination. I was freaking making
that
up
makes
countries.
You think. That makes you think the way that we're so professional at lying, like, why aren't we more in, like, the film careers, like, more in the artistic careers? Because we have so much talent with, like, just sprinkling in details that, like, it should be used for good, you know? Yeah, it's crazy how, like, with strict parents, you just feel like you have to rebel more. And I feel like the more strict the parents are, the more you feel like you have to like get out of that control and the more sneaky you are. So yeah, that lying comes naturally. That gaslighting that you yell at your parents for, you also get that gaslighting that you give them. But yeah, you gotta unlearn that.
And it sucks that like a lot of these bad traits get trickled down into us sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I'll be living life doing this and that, and I'll be like, man, I wish I didn't do that, because I know that like that's not a good thing. But there are like things that we just like can't help sometimes, I guess. I don't know. All right, next one we got is a fat boy. We got a fat one.
I like the fat ones.
What?
I like the fat confessions. There's juice to it. There's meat to it.
You know what I love?
What?
Big fat babies.
Yeah, we know.
You know, like the ones.
We know.
The ones that like, you know, like you feel like you touch them and like you'll start like an earthquake. You know, just like a. Anyways, it goes, a guy I really liked in high school asked me to junior prom, but there were two problems. One, I was a sophomore in high school and was too cheap to buy a dress. Number two, more importantly, my parents would never let me go, LOL. Mm. The plan, go to Macy's, buy a dress in cash. It was $80.
My God. Wear
it to prom, return it the next day, and get a refund. Now, how was I going to return the dress? Remember, I was in high school and had no car. My idea, I would have to stay over a friend's house overnight. But my parents also did not allow sleepovers.
Right. There's layers to this problem.
Woman, you're going through it. My new idea, fake an overnight sleep or field trip form for a newspaper conference.
Oh, wow.
I got it signed by my parents and everything SMH. I told my sister the real plan in case anything goes wrong. Young me always thinking ahead, you know.
She's smart.
The result, the plan actually worked, and I even got the full refund of the dress. TBH, I had a great time at prom, so no regrets. I only wish I didn't have to lie to my parents.
Well, I have multiple questions and comments to this.
Yeah, go for it.
First, why is every single brown girl experience like the same? Because I also had something similar like this. Second,
were you allowed to go to prom?
Hold on. Second, okay, I need to know, do your parents know the truth now? Because I'm sure it's been years.
I don't think so. Do your parents know the truth about, you know, your escapades back then?
Not all of it. There has to be a time and place for that. But third, I went to two proms, actually. I went to junior prom and I went to senior prom. Okay. And I bought this dress, but I knew that I would never wear this dress again, right? There's no point in buying an expensive dress and never wearing it again. It was a strapless, you know, I'm not doing that. So I knew that I was going to return it right after. You know, it's also for Macy's, because Macy's is right. The
shout out Macy's.
International. Yo, sponsor us, Macy's. Please partner with us. Macy's is one of my dream collabs. Anyway, because of how internationally brown it is. But anyway, I bought my dress from Macy's. I knew that I'd never wear it again. And my friend actually dropped Coke all over my dress.
Nice.
So at junior prom. My friend Alyssa, actually.
At prom.
At prom. Yeah, shout out Alyssa.
Alyssa,
come on, Alyssa. She is a klutz. She dropped Coke all over my dress. But fortunately for me, I was able to return dress. So cue the claps, cue the high fives. But yeah, no, this is a very international experience, because why is it they had to fake a little, you know, field trip form to get to have some fun, you know?
Were you a forger? You ever forged things?
I mean, honestly, I didn't really get bad grades like that.
Oh.
Yeah. But, I mean, there were some forging, you know, Chronicles. Not that I condone
Chronicles.
That. But, yeah, but I did have to do that. I did make fake documents like that to, you know, have some fun.
Oh, my God.
I did have to, like, you know, plan, like, fake flyers.
You're lying. I did not know all this.
Yeah.
You faked flyers.
But it wasn't like an everyday thing. It was like once, you know, once in a blue moon.
Yeah, I faked the report card once in seventh grade.
Here I am, forging a small flyer. Here you are making a whole new report card.
Yeah, it was so ghetto. My mom obviously knew I was lying. I don't know what I was thinking.
Was it an online report card or physical?
Physical.
That's harder.
I printed it out, yeah.
So how did you edit that if it's printed out?
I just made it on Microsoft Word. I made it on Microsoft
Word. It's like on Canva.
It was like Arial font, like 11 font size, like just typing like algebra colon A. And then like science colon B. And then like at the bottom I just like typed in my teacher's name and said it was their signature. True story. I was just
plain white paper, not even like nice plain, paper.
Plain white paper. Just, you know, I stapled it, put it some staples.
But honestly, like we have to give you props for that dedication to like, you know, go through all that just to get caught.
I needed to hide. They weren't even bad, honestly. I think I had like 2 C's
right. or something. Like,
but it was like my first time getting C's.
But at that point, like, I would just accept the L instead of just making a whole new report card on Microsoft.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm 14.
Right.
What were you doing at 14, huh?
Honestly, you probably just needed a hobby. You're like, you know what? For fun, I'm just going to make a whole new report card.
Yeah, just like, you know, twiddling my fingers on the keyboard. So I joined robotics. Right. You guys know I was in robotics club?
Right.
I was a little what people know. I was building robots when I was in eighth grade. Went to the national championship. It ended up being in St. Louis, which out of any place to have a global championship, it's just St. Louis, Missouri. Freaking couldn't be in freaking Reykjavik.
That's still pretty cool at age 14.
What?
At 14. Yeah,
whatever.
That's a fun story.
The school sponsored the trip. We only had to pay $100, which was a lot of money, but still got to go to St. Louis for like a couple days for $100.
That's an amazing experience.
Yeah. Did you have any like fun field trips in school?
I really liked. I told you about this the other day. The medieval times. That was so much fun. We went to this medieval times thing where it was like a rink and they were fighting on like horses.
Right.
Like the olden times, and got food and like, you know, crowns. That's all you need to make a girl happy. You know.
What else?
That was fun. Hmm. That's where the fun ended in my life.
You haven't had fun since.
Sixth grade. But thank you so much for sharing that story. That story that girl shared really brought me back. So thank you for that.
Shout out to you. We're going to expose all of you. We're in contact with all of your mothers.
We're compiling all these stories to send to your lawyers.
Yeah. Haha, got you.
All right, so I guess that concludes all the confessions that we got from our lovely supporters.
Y'all some sneaky geese.
Yeah, but I guess like-minded people attract like-minded people, you know. That was us back in the day, and I guess...
I'm not sneaky, I'm an honest man. Ask me any question, I'll be honest.
He's too honest. Today he said that I look like a McFlurry.
Listen, like... You know, like, you guys see, like, Mo posting, like, all this, like, you know, really nice content on social media, like, all this, like, motivational stuff. Like, oh, like, you could, you know, live alone, like, solo travel. But, you guys see her as, like, you know, this, like, I see her completely different. Like, today I was looking at her, and, like, I was just thinking, like, I was like, yo, like, you literally look like, you look like an Oreo McFlurry. Like, you literally look like, I would order you from McDonald's. It's like, and it's like really interesting how like, you know, you're seen like so highly of other people, but like to me, it's like I just see you as like a midnight like ice cream sundae.
Shut up!
Do you have any 10-second advice?
Wait, you think I'll let you just talk to me like that and you can just get away with it?
You guys should go watch her most recent YouTube video. It's a recap of our London trip. If you want some giggles and some ha-has and
it's a good video.
My handsome face on camera, you know, I don't pop out too often, but when I pop out, I really pop out.
It's true.
Go check me out.
It's true. But yeah, I have some advice. I feel like when we get older, we are less trusting of people just because, you know, we've gone through so much and, you know, people showed their true colors. My advice is to give more people a chance and to believe in people instead of assuming automatically that they're lying to you or want the worst for you. Because the other day,
your heart up a little bit.
The other day, I didn't have money in my laundry card. And, you know, I was thinking about how the heck am I going to do laundry? And then my neighbor gave me money from her laundry card. And I was like, wow, she didn't have to do that. And it's like, if I was still bitter and I was still looking at life so negatively, I would think, oh my God, she's giving it to me with an ulterior motive, blah, 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 whatever. Or like, she's not going to give it to me, whatever. But it's like, you know, that really shocked me. So, you know, be more trusting. Believe the best in people for the most part.
Yeah. Love thy neighbors.
Yeah.
As they say. You understand? That's a good one.
You don't have one, do you?
Let me try to think off the dome. You know, I'm a poet. He's going to DM me. My advice is optimize your LinkedIn profile.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Keep it updated. You'll feel better. You know, you will feel like a more complete person. Spend some time going through like your job descriptions, you know, add some numbers, you know, put some more details into like the different classes you've taken in college. It'll make you feel like, hey, like I'm doing something, you know?
It's true.
Yeah, LinkedIn profile.
You always gotta add value with the numbers. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast, Difficult Dish.
Thank you so much for listening to our episode of the podcast. The episode is on, I don't even know what the topic is. Confessions, Difficult Dish Instagram, and make sure to follow us on Difficult Dish Podcast on TikTok, where you can see my face and you can see Mo's face. I'm making some you know, funny TikToks. You know, it's just me. I'm just kind of living life on there. Thank you so much for listening. Follow me on Instagram. Unfollow Mo on Instagram. Buy my book. And it was really nice chatting.
Also, if you listen this far, happy Thanksgiving and happy Black Friday. There is a sale going on labyrinthapp.com.
There's a sale coming up.
If you want some holiday gear, get it for Black Friday weekend, because you know for a fact it's not going to be this cheap.
Right. You want to look fly. Mm. You want to represent your country.
Mm-hmm.
You know where to go.
Yeah.
Where do they go?
Labyrinthapp.com.
There you go.
Yep. All right, guys. Allah Hafiz. See you guys next week.
League One Volleyball is back. The world's best players together on American soil. This is volleyball like you've never seen before. Huge swings, massive blocks, jaw-dropping digs. A sport where every play is a highlight. League One Volleyball returns January 7, 2026, with teams in Atlanta, Austin, Houston, Madison, Nebraska, and Salt Lake. To buy tickets, visit lovb.com/iHeart.